to Social Geeks is a Spike Studio production. It's the Social Geeks episode number 47, brought to you by GoToMeetings HD Faces. He doesn't share his photos. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Social Geeks. We are, we're not in the same room. None of us, apparently, are in the same room this time, unlike other times we've been together. So, Mr. Robert Murray, sir?
Hello, hello, hello.
Where might you be this fine, fair day?
I am back in Austin, Tejas.
Tejas. You've changed Tejas. The name, you've awesome. Mm-hmm. Well done. And Mr. Michael Cummings is back.
How's it going?
Good, good, good. And you are traveling, we understand?
Yes, I am in Charlotte, North Carolina at the moment.
Excellent. You guys are all over the place. Well, good thing. Here we go. We've got a huge list today. Not too bad, but all new stuff as the normal will go. Facebook camera was first on our list, only because we talked about a $1 billion purchase of Instagram previously. Facebook said, yeah, you know what? We have a camera app too, so let's do it. Have you guys loaded this yet?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
What's the point?
Okay. Robert, I loaded it, but you said what? Why would you say what's the point? Because you use Instagram?
I we talked about this before. I actually wasn't a really big Instagram user either. I don't share that many pictures from my phone, actually. It's really interesting. I'm a photographer who doesn't share many pictures.
Yeah, that we have noticed. That's been kind of an odd thing. Okay, so let me ask you this, and this is a side topic, but we're just going to ask the question. Do you take your photos and put those on Pinterest?
I do not. There's a big controversy there.
We've gone through that, but I was just curious if you did it, because it's your stuff.
I don't. I actually, we talked about Pinterest a couple months ago, and I just haven't continued to use it, honestly. I barely log in.
Okay. That's a side note. So you haven't loaded the Facebook camera one. Do you use any photo apps that you share photos at all from your phone? Or you just
I use Path, and then I've got several like camera applications, obviously. Camera Plus is generally the one that I use a lot. And then I take my pictures with that, and then I'll share them on Path, and then I'll push them from Path to Facebook or Twitter or Foursquare, depending on what the photo is.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. So a photo guy that doesn't share photos. That works well. It works well for the business model. I'm your photo guy. If you look at my site, there's no photos on it. But just know, I'm your photo guy. It's really good. I'm just right. Joking. So, Robert, you loaded it up. I've loaded it. Go ahead.
I loaded it. I actually do share a lot of photos from my phone. So I use Path a lot. I use Instagram a lot. And I do cross-post a lot of stuff to Facebook.
Right.
So I kind of put this through a ringer since I've added it on my phone. I had an event over the weekend where I took like 30 or 40 pictures and I wanted to create an album. And I found a fatal flaw in it for me, which is you can't – when you upload through Facebook camera, it automatically goes into your mobile uploads album. Mm-hmm. And from that album, you cannot on Facebook – move your photos to another album.
Really? Now that's interesting. Yeah. Usually you can.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. So there are a few albums that you can't move photos from. So if you post something into your Instagram Path or mobile uploads albums, you can't move those photos once they're there.
That's interesting.
So I had to actually go back in and create an album and re-upload those photos. So it kind of sucks for that. The other thing about the app that I'm not too pleased with are the filters. So they have, there's like 28 or 29 filters, something like that. But they're all very, very small changes. So the difference between the filters is very minute. In contrast to something like Instagram that has a lot fewer filters, or Path, I have a lot fewer filters, and you see some dramatic changes. These filters are very slight changes to your photos. Useful sometimes, but for the most part, there are only a few of them that I'd use. So it's not great for adding filters to your photos.
No, let's talk, give everybody a little rundown of the app and what it, like you said, what it does and what it doesn't do. So that's interesting. I didn't know it only went, you could only put it in one album. Mm-hmm. You can tag people natively inside the app, correct, from the photo when you're uploading
Can you, and this is the question I've always interested, can you go back and tag people in photos you've already uploaded?
Yes, you can actually, I don't think you can edit photos you've already uploaded through the app.
I mean, not edit, but you mean tag. Can you tag them?
Right.
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can go in and...
That would be weird because you could do almost every photo you have. But I know I have seen it missing on some photos. It's good that you point that out. I have seen it missing.
The tag mechanism in Facebook Camera is really well done. It's really easy to tag someone.
Now, interestingly enough, according to their help, it says that you can swipe through different albums and go to different albums with this application. So I'm curious as to why yours doesn't do that, but the help says you can go through different albums. Maybe they just mean browse locally instead of actually.
Well, it's really good for browsing photos in your feed.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually what I use it for more than anything else.
Yeah. Wait, no, you don't mean your photos. You mean things that other people have posted.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. I was like, that's perfect. See your own photos. I mean, that's.
Yeah. But looking at your own albums, there isn't a view for that.
Okay.
You can view your photos that are on your phone.
Okay. You can delete it. I found out you can delete your photos.
Yes.
You can hold on the delete photo hold on the photo till delete pops up. Now, this is interesting. We need to point this out to everybody that I saw this in action. I couldn't figure out why. With this app, you have to turn on location services. It's a forced feature of this app. Unlike Instagram, which lets you optionally choose if you want to put a location, the phone's built-in camera for iPhone and other apps, it stores some information when the photo's taken. That includes location. Facebook Camera can't access the photos on your iPhone until you turn on the location for this app. So they won't access the photos at all until location service is on. That's stupid.
Wait, that's weird because, I haven't installed it, but I'm looking at the screen captures for the application, and I see the ability to turn on and off location on the app.
Well, I see where it's there, but scroll down to their help and read the bottom one. It says it won't, until you turn on location services, it will not access the photos on your iPhone.
Weird.
It's in their help files right here. I'm looking at it. So that I was curious about that, Robert. Do you locate everything that you have or?
Well, the interesting thing is when you're posting photos to it, you don't have to include the location on the photo.
But they're making sure that they can read the stored data inside of it. See, they're taking that metadata up.
Oh, I see what they're doing. Okay.
But that metadata is in the photo anyway. So if you were to use any other thing, that metadata would be passed on with the photo anyway.
Right, if you can download it or something else. If you download from Facebook, would it have the metadata in it?
Yes, it would.
It should?
It should.
Yeah, I can go download photos that you've taken with your HTC or whatever, and I should be able to pull off the XIF data and find the... find location information.
GPS, yeah.
Yeah. See, that's, I take all mine in one place. So all my photos, I have everything come to me. I make sure I don't take photos anywhere. Everybody come to me. I'm going to take a photo at one place. So they're all right there. So let's talk about why they would have the app. A lot of people are curious of why the heck they have it. So we're going to have an opinion, of course.
Well, okay. So I was actually building an app like this when this came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably about 70% done
for Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And just for fun, because this is when I kind of look through my apps in the morning when I get up, I go through Instagram and kind of look at all the photos, and I do the same thing on Facebook, but it's cluttered with all the other feed stuff. I really just want to see the pictures most of the time.
Okay. So you were building, you weren't built working for Facebook. You were building an app to see feeds from using APIs from the services to look at photos.
Exactly.
Okay. The way you said it, it sounded like you were doing it for Facebook, dude.
No.
We were excited because we want to know if you got $1 billion.
No, I didn't, okay. Unfortunately.
Darn it.
But I have a backstory on this Facebook Camera app. I've spoken to a couple of friends, one that is involved in building this app and a couple other friends that work at Facebook. And this app took them a year to build.
Right.
It took me 3 days to get to a 70% point.
Well, why do you think they still released it with the purchase of Instagram? I have my own theory, but why do you think they released it?
So from what I understand, it was 6 months past their deadline.
Right.
And when Zuckerberg was going through the Instagram purchase, he actually went into the room where these guys were working and said, "You guys just cost me $200 million because this is late."
It makes sense. In one way, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I had Absolutely. And I know they did it, and why they didn't cease, you know, as soon as they did the talk. But now people are saying the Instagram purchase isn't actually in ink, right? Yet it's all been set up, but it's not in ink yet. So that could be there. Right. But my theory was why they were building this app, even with the Instagram stuff going on, is Instagram owns the photos. They have the data, and people say, "Well, you have more users, and most of them are the same." Yes, but Instagram has the photos. Facebook wants the photos. They want to be that source of all your personal data. That the photos. I don't think that as much of the talent is anymore after seeing all the reports and reading. I personally think they want the photos.
Well, and I think the talent is important, but also what has transpired since then is Facebook is aggressively hiring any iOS developer they can find.
Right.
Like, I've gotten pinged 3 or 4 times since the Instagram purchase. So they're really going for a strong mobile push right now.
I'm glad they didn't pay you in stock.
I know.
Right? Sorry. Bad side topic. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's a welcome side topic.
Right. I know. Yeah, we should probably touch on that.
So you're saying they've been trying to increase. Now, how come they didn't take this photo app and integrate it with their standalone Messenger app, or integrate it with the standard Facebook app? Or why does everything have to be a separate app?
Well, I think this is part of their strategy. Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, I think that their functionality in their Facebook core app is just so cluttered right now that they're trying to break these up because they're finding that people are actually wanting to do very specific things.
I'm going to ask you, Michael. So look at Instagram. Why couldn't I have an interface like Instagram? I'm going to open it on my phone so I don't talk stupid. Why couldn't I have an Instagram like that that has a photo button, a friend button, a news, just give me some simple buttons there. You know what I mean? You could do advanced menu stuff possibly by a slide down or whatever, but just give me the key things right there. Like you're saying, an integrate one, a chat button, a photo button or whatever. Why is it hard?
Okay. I see what you're saying. But see, that's what the original Facebook app for the iPhone was. It was a mimic of your actual iPhone home screen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what it looks like on Android. But now
they're all the same anyway with the little slide thing and the menu and all that.
Right.
I think that Robert is a iOS back. He's a developer, so he probably understands this more. But I just think that the way that all of your screens like lay on top of each other and you get trapped basically so deep into an application. I think that they just had complications with that. I think they're having a hard time figuring out, the best user interface for their.
That's actually a great
for their
point.
Application.
That's actually a great point. He brought up a good point. The ability to switch apps in iOS is tough.
Right, but I also think that because of the way they've built this, the core app, the core Facebook uh-huh. app, it's a memory hog.
Yeah.
And there's so many feeds that feed into Facebook, and to build one app that really handles all the feeds is really just a bloated app, no matter how you take it. So it actually makes sense for them to streamline and come up with individual apps that do very specific things.
I don't disagree. I think having the apps to do it works well, but there's a lot of people that are confused by that. Well, I want to do a photo. Oh, that means I got to switch over here. Oh, I want to chat. I need to switch over here. Oh, I want, it's not a great experience.
Yes, but the experience in each one of those individual apps is actually
better
than and more efficient than working in the standard Facebook app, because the standard app is so bloated that it's incredibly slow.
Oh, and I'm not disagreeing with that. I was just saying that the terms of you have to switch around for some people is confusing at best. One thing this app does do that like Instagram doesn't is it does do, of course, limited filters, but it allows you to do full size images and not crop, which Instagram always has that square, cropping that you have to do. And the other one that it did, I believe if I was right, there was something else it did. Multiple photos for one post.
Yes.
Right. That was the other one. Sorry. Multiple photos too. Which was cool to me is that it does have a couple features, but I can see them blending these together in the final product.
You know what I find very hold on, Robert. You know what I find very interesting about the multi-photo aspect that you just brought up is that I heard so many people going, "Yes, finally, multi-photo." But I don't think people understood that you could do that in the Facebook app.
Right.
Really?
You can. You can do that in the Facebook app, but people didn't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, and it actually works better in the Facebook app because you can select your album.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, your local album?
No, your album on Facebook, so you can put it in a different album.
Yeah. Like you said, you only can do mobile uploads with the Facebook camera app.
Now, well, I do expect them to add that to the Facebook camera app, but it'll probably be a couple months before they do.
Well, it's out there for everybody to download. It's available. You can install it today. It's in the App Store. I can see them eventually releasing, like you say, an Android version or whatever as well, and making it available. I'd be curious to see how they merge them together when Instagram purchases final. Is what I want to see. Color. Why not talk about another photo type app?
Robert. Yeah. So Color came out with a new version a few weeks back.
Yeah. Because we all still use Color, right?
Yeah. $48 million flop.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
So, and this new version is their pivot was to go all in on Facebook Photos, which is awesome now that Facebook Camera is out. But it's basically a very similar app to Facebook Camera.
So wait, can you imagine these guys in the boardroom? So Michael brings up the point, they bought the domain color and color.com. They have this ambient location type color, service about pictures, and you see other photos, and they say, okay, we screwed up and people are freaking out. Let's go all in now with Facebook and build this great app. What do you mean they released an app? I can hear the crying from here.
No, it's unbelievable that they would then, Facebook basically has killed Color again.
Yes.
And
they do one thing they don't do. There is one thing. They do colored video.
Yeah, there are a couple things, actually.
Okay.
They do video, and they, with Color, you can post multiple photos into any album, including mobile uploads or Instagram, or you can actually post into the Instagram album.
That really bothers you, doesn't it? The whole mobile uploads album thing really gets on you.
Drives me nuts.
I can tell, but he brings that. I can't mobile upload album. So I usually move everything pretty much out of it too. Now the video is an interesting piece because it's supposed to be streaming, correct? Live?
Yeah, it's a live streaming broadcast.
And it stores it on the phone or up in the Magic Cloud?
I believe it stores it in the Magic Cloud, but it's only accessible when it's live.
And something else they do different, and then I let Michael because I heard him. Something else they do different is that you can also live broadcast to Facebook pages for brand stuff that you can't do with the other apps. You can't get to pages. You can only get to your personal timeline.
Right.
Go ahead, Michael.
So I'm a little confused about how this works. So I can broadcast 30 seconds of video, but it's only viewable when it's live, which means they don't store it, and so do I have to make an announcement that I'm making a broadcast?
Did you say – I didn't know that. Is it only 30 seconds live? Where are you seeing that?
It says you can broadcast 30 seconds live. I'm reading this on the Next Web.
Oh, okay. I was in their actual site again reading their stuff about it, but okay. I didn't know that. It didn't say that anywhere on their site, which is stupid.
So do I have the ability to basically tell somebody I'm going to be broadcasting, because otherwise it doesn't really make much sense. I don't think anybody would ever see your broadcast. I mean, by the time somebody knew that it was live, it would be over.
It's done, because it's 30 seconds.
It's like the old 12-second videos, but you could store those.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Verizon brought it out. SNL's using it, if you didn't read about this one. A couple weeks ago, SNL used it to stream backstage as cast members. They got ready for the show. You can now call the word color from your phone. So if you hit 26567 from your phone and call it, you get a text message with a link to download Color, or it's in iTunes, or it's in Google Play. But I don't
understand. These guys are just spending money on stupid crap.
Yeah, you could say that. I'm reading more about even on the blog stuff, and it's very bizarre what they're doing, and they're integrating, working tightly with Verizon. If you read some of the stuff they've done, they're working very hard to work with the new 4G networks and deliver live video from smartphones to the entire world. And they're doing their live video audio to their live video exclusively on the Verizon network, and they've doubled the frame rate. But like you said, if it's only doing 30 seconds and it's not stored anywhere, how the heck would people ever see this thing?
Right.
Okay, well, that's... Well, now they've got a few up here that say watch that have videos. So where are these? These demo videos they have on the thing. I don't know. It's silly, but I'm glad they do it. Audio is currently supported with Verizon doing live video broadcasts with sound. Any user, regardless of carrier, can hear the audio-enabled broadcast. You can download it from the stores. Instantly share live video broadcasts, like you said, on Facebook. Yes, you have to have a Facebook account. They do not have any local accounts. You have to have a Facebook-linked account, which is stupid. Anybody that does that only goes with Facebook, drives me nuts. I don't want to hook everything to Facebook. I like to have a side account and have the option.
The problem is that there's so many...
Oh, wait, Michael, that's to confuse, but in there about an FAQ... Will all the photos and broadcasts I create with color be posted? It, of course, talks about photos. Broadcasts are instantly published upon completion.
Okay, so they are saved.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're published onto your timeline.
Okay.
Sorry, not to...
You can tag friends in photos.
That's so important. It's...
Yeah.
I really want to get into that one as get back into tagging people. Can you tag in the live broadcast? Here's what you can do. You can select... Friends, groups of friends, or certain friends to the live broadcast by selecting custom after you initiate the broadcast. Then you're presented with a list of all your Facebook friends and groups, and you can handpick your visitors for it.
This sounds like Google Plus Hangout. Like,
yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it is kind of like Google Hangouts. Yeah. Huh. So why does color need my location? So it also requires your location. For you to broadcast.
Well, that was a core thing of their first release was you're going to see everything around you. There was no concept of friends.
This is a completely different thing. I mean, they scrapped what they came out with the first version.
Right. This seems to be completely different. So,
yeah.
I appreciate their answer for why do live broadcasts have to have a 30-second limit at color. We believe in providing bite-sized pieces of content that are easily digested. The 30-second time limit on the live video broadcast enables you to share a glimpse of your daily life with family and friends. And also, no one cares more than 30 seconds at a time. It doesn't say that at the end. But it's the point is that they're only doing 30, and they leave off by the time people see it. By the time you fumble with your phone, your 30 seconds is over.
Right.
Did you see my son score that goal? No, you had the phone pointing at the ground. We didn't see a thing. There was nothing we saw. You were still selecting friends at that point in time. Because doesn't it say you have to start your broadcast and then select your friends? That's what it said in the help.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can actually post photos to different albums, like Robert said.
Yes.
That sucks. Let me just, you know what, I'm going to script. If everyone could see the video, you would see me scribble off color on my list. Not because I think we're done with the topic, but because that sucks. I think they're done. After this go round, I think color's finished as an app.
Is there any? Well, I want to know one more thing. Is there any stats that shows how many users they actually have?
If you go to the number of downloads would show in iTunes, right?
I don't know, but not actual
users. That just means people that downloaded before they deleted it.
Yeah, obviously, we all three of us count as somebody who's downloaded it. But none of us use it.
No, I don't even have it installed anymore.
I don't have it installed anymore either.
I gave up after the first go-round.
Sorry. Right, me too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so color's done.
Yes.
I apologize in advance. If they ever listen to our show, guys, we apologize that I'm sorry you picked Facebook who launched
these guys. They're smart guys. They'll all move on and do something else. It'll be fine.
Right, they've got that domain called Kalur. They can go with that one, too.
No.
It'll be fine. So before we mention our sponsor, we'll just say it because it's not big news, but Flipboard, which has been a huge iOS app, released a beta for Android. So for those of you on Android, there you go. Google Play will have it. You can look it up. But Flipboard, lets you view things like Twitter feeds and Facebook streams, everything else in a nice little magazine-style flip action. It's really cool. I don't use it.
It's the cleanest reader out there.
Yeah, and you can add custom category stuff and feeds and all sorts of cool stuff, but I just don't use it. I don't have time to flip pages. I want a straight line feed that I can just zip through and be done. That's just personal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we should say that once again, Stillback is our GoToMeeting with HD Faces as our lovely sponsor. I've been using the heck out of them the past four days working on a customer project. We've been using HD Faces nonstop, looking at each other eye in eye as we try to bring this customer site up, and sharing documents and sharing websites and sharing our desktops and being able to see what the coding's going on. One place at the same time working together, being able to sit there like we're in a conference room with full HD quality. If you go and use our code podcast and actually sign up for the free trial for 30 days, unlimited access for 30 days. I mean, you could use it nonstop all day long. And if it would stream live, we would do the Social Geeks using it, because we could, because we always have less than 10 people, because they do have a max amount of people you can have for HD Faces. So please visit them. Follow the link in the show notes, but use the code podcast and get yourself 30 days free and let them know that we sent you. They would appreciate it, and so would we. Okay, guys, on we go. And this one's right for Michael, because you looked into it. Facebook said, you know what, let's screw with everybody again in their timelines, but let's say people could pay to have a post promoted.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it on my personal account yet, but I've got it on a couple of my pages.
Okay.
And it's interesting because it basically gives you a price, which for me, I only have one option, and it's $5, and it estimates how many people your post will reach. And for me, like, I have about 1,200 people on one of my Facebook pages, and paying $5 guarantees me 40 people to see my post, which doesn't really seem like all that much for $5. I feel like $5 would go a lot farther in paying for advertisements on the side of the screen than it would be going as a promoted post.
Now,
but I don't know.
It's in the newsfeed, though, right? It doesn't show on the side. It's actually
right. It shows it in the newsfeed. So it'll likely float for 2 or 3 days up at the top of people's feeds.
Okay, that's interesting. You can't. Let's walk through the helps and what they talk about. So you go in and select a particular post that you want from your page. You go to the sharing tools and say, what do you got to do? Create, promote?
No. It comes up for me, like, as soon as I go to write a new post, like a new status update. When I start typing a status update, normally you have a little drop-down button beside your post button that says public or to friends or fans. But to the left of that, I have a little drop-down that says promote, and I click on that.
Now, is this on your page or your personal timeline?
This is on my page.
And how many visitors have liked you?
On this particular one, 1,200.
That's okay. So there is a limit, it also says, to the number of people that must like you first. So if you don't see this button, everyone, and you have a page, you don't have enough likes yet. Okay, so
got it.
Going.
Do you know what that number is?
I will tell you in a minute when you finish giving us the descriptor.
Okay, well, basically, so I have a little drop down. I imagine that after you get more people, you'll have higher options for monetary values, but it doesn't let you just type in a number. You've got to select one of their predetermined price points. Yeah. And then you have more options, but it doesn't let me change anything. For duration, for me, it says 3 days from when first posted. And my payment method is my PayPal account. And that's really all there is for me.
And that's for the lifetime of the post. It's not, if I read this correctly, it's not a daily rate they're charging you. They're charging you a flat fee.
Right. It's $5 flat fee. And they give me an estimate. It says estimated reach at this amount is 40 users.
Okay. Interestingly enough, I'm looking at one that gave a sample in there, and it said this one was $5, estimated reach 20 people, 3 days from when it's posted, payment, add coupons. They must have coupons, and they had money remaining in this account. They had like $200-something remaining. But they have one above it that was $10. It was going to reach 3,500 people. This one was on another sample. They had $5. They're going to reach 2,200 people. So there's all different ranges, apparently.
I think their estimate is based on the number of people that you have on your page. I mean, there's no way to tell about whether or not they would have seen that post or not in the first place.
You have to have 400 likes.
Okay.
So if you do not have 400 likes on your page, you cannot get this button to show up for promote. That's an interesting thing.
Now, I'm interested to see what it's going to do for personal, or if it's even going to show up for personal pages.
I bet you it will at some point. Would you, Robert, would you pay for this for any of your stuff?
Well, no. No, I don't promote anything to, anything like this, so I don't really see any use for it for me personally, but I do think that they will put this out as a personal feature as well.
And you can actually pause your promotion too. There's an ability, once you post it, you go back into it, go to the settings, and you can actually go in and actually pause it for a certain amount and then resume it later on, and it'll update and show you the amounts again, how much you paid and how many people were reached and all that stuff. So you have the ability, I guess, if something's going on, you can pause a promotion, which is interesting to me. You can also change your budget amount. You can add money to it apparently as well. So you could say, oh, it's doing well. I want to reach more people or run longer. So you can add, the dollar amount to it. You can make changes to the promoted post. And I like their answer. Why isn't my post reaching the people it said it would reach by number? Well, it's only an estimate. It may be more or less. And you can target it to locations. So it's a free service, people. So they're making money off of ads already. People are getting mad about – you can opt out from your image being used in ads. That's in your privacy settings. But most people don't ever do that. So like Robert's face shows up all the time. But it's
Speaking of Robert and that, Robert not our Robert, but Robert Scoble, he – if you've noticed or if you have him as a friend, you will notice that he has been just liking things like crazy all over Facebook. Like, he's just liking everything. And the reason is he's figured out that every time he likes something, his face starts to show up in other people's feeds. And he wants that. It's personal promotion.
Do you click on him or does it say, it says Robert Scoble also liked this?
It'll say Robert Scoble liked this. And if Robert's friends with your friends, he'll show up as a suggested user. It's apparently... he's just popping up at everybody's feeds now.
Interesting. But you can still only have a maximum amount of people as a personal account, though. But is his page that's liking everything, or is it personally?
But the thing is, if his face shows up, then he can get new subscribers because he's open to subscribers.
Yeah, and and subscribers are so important inside of Facebook. It's a huge user base, yes. But I understand he doesn't put just personal stuff. He puts a lot of business stuff, which means he wants the subscribers there.
Exactly.
And one last thing we can say about it is I found that one of the last posts in the whole thing of their help about promoted posts is that you can actually delete it and your budget of what you consume will stop. You will not use – if they said you're going to use $5, it'll stop at whatever amount you currently had at that time. So if you spend $2 and decide the promotion sucks, you can turn it off and stop at the $2.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm glad we were here to help. But Robert pretty much said, no, he's not going to do it.
Nope.
Right.
He'll do it something.
Yeah, he will. I know it's going to happen, actually, but that's okay. We'll let him say no.
Watch him. As soon as he finishes his secret app that he's been talking about for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he'll do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
His new app is called Paint, not Color, just Paint. It'll be out soon, and it hooks straight into Facebook, and it's a camera app, and it has location ambient awareness, and it's everything we would never load again.
No, and he'll quickly be sued by Microsoft.
Probably.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about their social network next? We had it on the list, the Microsoft social network. Robert, that was all you.
Yeah, but I really know nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's say that. We have a topic in our list that we know we wanted to talk about, but none of us know anything about it because it's that quiet. It's so stealth that none of us know anything about it. Is that the one that's called SOC, that social?
Yeah.
I did a post on that actually a while ago, and I've never heard another blip about the thing entirely. So if you look at the social networker, I did a post on Microsoft launches social or whatever it was, and then I never heard anyone join it. I never heard anyone in it. I think Sarah Perez would have been the one to talk about it because I think she wrote an article about this actually. Mm-hmm. And if Sarah was here, she could probably tell us a little bit more. But I don't think she's ever written about it again either since her first post.
And how long ago was that?
Months. I'm sorry. I apologize, but the Microsoft social thing was months ago, and it's fallen on its face. No one knows about it. No one's talking about it. No one's involved in it that I know of. I think it was called soc.il or something like that.
It's
so.cl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so.cl, because that's a really one for everyone to remember. It's really easy. Business Insider just wrote about it. It's like Pinterest, Google Plus, and Twitter combined, they say. It went online a few months ago accidentally, but now it's officially live. This is what you're talking about, Robert. It's officially live. So none of us have been in. We'll link to the PC World article that do a brief tour of it.
This is what I find very hilarious about this network is that it's touting itself as a social network, yet you use Facebook to log into it.
Yes. Well, they're calling it also, and Drew wrote about, so Drew Olenoff, we know Drew, works for the Next Web, said it's positioned as a research tool for students. It came out of Fuse Labs, a division of Microsoft.
So, I'm sure it's got its purpose. I don't think I need it.
Yeah, integrate comprehensive data gathering is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be for students working together, but they say it's not a Facebook killer. It's not even a rival. It was seen and denied. That's pretty much what we're getting from it so far. People are not biting into it, and I don't blame them at this point.
So. Yeah, if you have Google Plus and Facebook, why do you need this?
I don't know.
You know, this is Microsoft's strategy for its entire lifespan has been to be a second mover. Well, in this case, they're farther back than second mover. But Microsoft always was and always will be not an innovative company, but a company that looks at what other people are doing and then tries to copy it and improve on it. And they just are – things are moving too fast now. You can't do that anymore. You have to be ahead.
Well, we'll give everybody the quick rundown. Yeah, I remember this. So it's an open search. It's an experiment open search. You can use your Windows Live ID or Facebook when you sign in for the first time. It was an experimental research project. I'm going to give you the two lines. It's experiment open search. That means that your searches on social are viewable by other social users and available to third parties. It does not automatically post your comments, searches, or likes to your Facebook stream unless you choose so. We don't contact Facebook friends unless you invite them. And it looks a lot like Google Plus, but steal some other ideas. There's a bookmarklet feature, a share on social. It's supposed to be a research type thing. So your searches are public that you do inside of it. And that's what it's supposed to be used for, is for students working together on things. So the guy from VentureBeat searches for porn and then sees other searches like, you know, free porn. And so he searched for porn. And so you end up finding people that also search for those topics inside of it because it's people that have also, you know, it's public searching. I'm not going to use it. I think we're done. I'm not. Robert, are you going to use this one?
No.
Okay, that's the one. Michael?
Nope.
This is like America's Got Talent all of a sudden. All three of us, you know, gave it the big X.
Yes,
so thumbs down. One's done.
We should. Yeah. I think that's as a new platform. I think we should do it that way.
Give it the X's? We can. So this one's okay. Let's go back real quick. We're going to go back real quick. Facebook camera. What do you say?
I'm giving that thumbs up.
Plus from Robert?
I'll give it a plus, an up. I haven't used it yet, but I'm not saying I won't. I like the concept. I think that it'll work better than the integrated Facebook stuff eventually.
This one, Michael, will go to you. Stay with you for color.
I'm going to go X.
X, Robert?
Color?
Color.
I'm going to go plus on that.
Yeah, you're the only one because I'm going negative.
I think I'll use it.
Okay.
Really?
Well, good for you. Yeah. So we've got three pluses for our thumbs up for Facebook camera. We'll go pluses and X's. I mean, through across Flipboard for Android. It's just an app, but we like Flipboard, right?
Yep. Up for me.
That's all pluses. What about the Facebook? What about the paid posts?
Posts? I'm going to use it eventually.
Michael's going to use it. We will see his paid posts in our stream.
X for me.
Robert said no, but I think he's lying. I'm gonna.
What do I have to promote?
You will trust me. We know you because every time we're on the show, we're like, "What are you working on?" Yeah, you'll have something. You're like Caleb Jr. All of a sudden, not to mean in that regards, but I think you're gonna pull that one out. I think that's gonna pop out like the bunny out from the hat. Microsoft Social. I think we are both just all three of us said that. Yahoo Access. Next up on the list, Yahoo comes out and says, we want to give you, and you can clarify, Robert, what it really is, but they said, we want to give you an awesome new interface browser experience. I thought it was a whole new browser download, but Robert, you found out.
It is actually a plugin or an extension, depending on which browser you're using.
For your desktop.
It actually plugs into the browser.
Right, but not for the iOS. It's a separate download. It's an app.
Right. For mobile, it's an app.
It's a separate app. The idea is that it's supposed to give you. Let's play it. Oh, we got audio for this one.
Yes, we do.
Really, let me back up a little bit, everybody. We've got a little audio for this one. We'll interrupt him right away. Where's the guy? Because he's really weird. Here we go. This is the actual From Access from Yahoo.
Redefines what it means to explore the web. Let's check it out.
He's on the iPad.
Here, where you enter a search or a website.
Now, we'll pause this. We should say he said enter a search or a website. Yahoo doesn't do search anymore, so this is Bing. Just so everybody's clear on this part. This is actually, it says search the web, but it's Bing. If you go to access.yahoo.com, you can see this goofy little video, but that's where we are. And he's on his iPad. He's not on the browser one right now.
Keeps you up to date by instantly showing you what's trending, like the Maverick Surf Contest. Access provides visual previews of the sites you need and gets you there with just a tap. And say you want to check out Mavericks and need directions or weather forecast. For some searches like weather, Access provides the answer before you even finish typing. For others, it gives you visual search results instantly as you type.
So if you search for something like, apparently not Robert Murray, but if you search for people's names, you'll get their blog, a photo, the Flickr, you'll get a visual indicator of your search results. The idea is a visual indication. Now, you brought something up, Michael, about when we were talking about this before the show. What does this sound like to you?
It's Cool Iris or Vuzi. It's essentially the mixed together. Vuzi was a company based out of Dallas.
Was
a company based out of Dallas, which makes me think how long this is going to last.
Well, here you go. Here it is. Wait, we're going to play the – here it is. Ready? It's a little bit louder.
Welcome to Vuzi 101. I'm going to take works and how it's different from other search engines you've used. Search engines are great, but sometimes they just give you too many results with too much noise, and it's a bit boring. Searching for a fancy new dress? Do you really want a list of a million links? Or do you want to see the possibilities? Let's take a look at a new way to experience.
Here she comes. We'll link this. It's Bing. Okay, so what happened to this company?
Well, they eventually died. You want to know what's really interesting? And it was kind of cool. I used them for a little while. One of my friends was working at the company. But you could go in and you could design a whole new view. Like somebody else could design an interactive way to show the results of your searches. So you could pick how you wanted to visualize your search. It was interesting. But they ultimately perished.
That's absolutely hilarious to me, just so you all know.
I think so too, but I think the thing with search is, most people are searching for information. They want to find information quickly, and you find that on news sites, and it's text based. That's just what it is when you're doing searches. If I'm wanting to find a specific type of photo, hell yeah! I want a visual search, but I go to Google Images or Flickr and search there.
But do you think the guys at Access actually came in and said, hey, listen, this company's been closed for 2 years. Let's do it again.
We are destined to repeat this over and over again. We don't even come up with new things half the time anymore. We're reinventing all of the same things and giving it different names and throwing out cooler words and just hoping that it's going to, catch on.
Oh, wait, while we do this, and I hope this thing does, if this launches in the background, I apologize for the audio, but wait a minute. Wait. At TechCrunch 50 in 2009.
What is this?
Bing Visual Search. So Bing launched Visual Search in 2009. This just happened to show up as a related. So Bing actually tried this as well, and it failed miserably on theirs, and it's inside the Bing engine, but it's a big screen of images and pictures. So you're right. This has been done multiple times. Robert, you've been really quiet on this.
Yeah. I'm not a big search guy.
Right. But would you use a visual versus the list? Or would that be enhance your experience for getting results?
I've actually been playing around with this Access stuff, and I like it. I think I'll actually use it a lot.
Really?
Because you can actually, you know, you see all the search results, and once you click on one, you can then hit the right arrow or left arrow to kind of go to the next one. It just kind of loads the next search result.
But does that help you quickly find what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think so. Because instead of going back to the original search result and kind of clicking on the next thing, you just hit this right arrow and it loads the next page.
Do you guys actually launch your search results in the same window as your search? I mean, the link in the same window as the search result? I always launch mine in a separate tab. That way I always have the search result there, and then I go through real quick. It may just be me, you know, power using it or doing whatever. But is that how you think most people use it? They actually click it in the window, let it load, then they use the back button and go back to their search and do it again? Really?
Yeah, I think that's how most people do it.
That's tough.
What the hell? I'm trying to figure out how to use it, actually.
I'm not loading it because I'm recording this side. I don't want to load it, but I can load it on the iPad, which is a separate app, we should say, on iOS for Axis. They've made it, you know, another download. It's in the App Store. I appreciate, Robert's you saying that you're going to use it, or at least try it out.
I'll play with it. I mean, it seems cool. I really want to know, like, it gives me trending topics that are being searched for right now, and my top one is Kathy Lee Gifford. Why is she trending right now?
Robert, have you been searching for Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, I haven't.
All right, who's got the feedback going?
That's, I don't know.
I hear feedback.
Let me see what happened to Kathy.
I mean, my headphones in, so.
Oh, that's probably Robert. He probably doesn't have his headphones in.
No, I do too.
Oh, do you? I don't know. I heard it for a second. No big
deal. Oh, no, what you're hearing is the train that's passing by my apartment.
Oh, is that? I'm sorry. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I could hear this grinding, screeching, whistling sound very faint in the background. I thought it was feedback from somebody's mic. I apologize. So everybody knows it was just me. So that's three in a row that we're able to pull up, but I think the biggest was Vuzi. But it sounded, the ads were almost identical.
Right.
They were almost, except a lady and a guy, they said the exact same thing. Change your search experience. It's visual. Here's your new interface. Click on an image. We're going to give it to you in a different format. And then I just happen to look to the right, and it's, hey, yeah, Bing has visual search and the TechCrunch 50 back in 2009 as well. So.
Oh, man, that's a no-no. They switched my start page when I installed it on Chrome.
Oh, no. That's a good thing to know.
Didn't even ask me.
So it's now your home start page?
Yeah. When I open a new tab, that's what comes up first.
Oh, man. Nope. Is that a setting somewhere?
I don't know. I'm sure I can go change it back, but it didn't even ask me. It just did it.
We'll let him dig at settings real quick. So, Robert, what are you giving this one? You giving it a plus or?
Yeah, I think I'll give this a plus. I think I'll actually use it.
Nice. Look at you go.
Yeah, because, you know, as a developer, I'm constantly searching for tutorials and little snippets of code and stuff like that. And visually, it'd probably save me a little bit of time to kind of go through from result to result, because I actually end up going through a lot of results that way.
Okay. And now one thing that we should note is that Apple, and you can confirm this probably, Robert, is that they don't allow anyone to really rewrite a browser for the iOS stuff. So they do all this in like WebKit. Is that correct?
That is actually, I believe, not true. I believe somebody did it and they approved it.
Really? I know Dolphin has a really cool browser, but I thought it was all WebKit. I didn't think it was.
No, I think there are a couple custom browsers out there.
Okay.
I think Opera. I think there's an Opera.
They reached an agreement. Yeah, they're doing something with Opera, though, didn't they? There was some announcement with Apple and Opera is what there was. So you're right. There probably has some sort of integration we're not aware of with that one. So, yeah. Michael, did you get it hooked up?
I can't find a setting to turn it off or turn it back to the normal Google Start tab.
That's hot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll play around with it, but I'm probably going to end up uninstalling it.
Nice. So what are you going to give it, a plus at this point?
Can I defer?
You can defer. We'll put a slash. We'll put a slash. How's that? We'll put an angled slash on there. I'm still at the – I'm going to do the minus. I'm not going to give it a plus, only because I don't think a visual search – the only time I ever use one of the visual ones, and we mentioned it, is Cool Iris, only because it's a great image resource one. If you go to like a Flickr feed, instead of having to go through one by one or whatever, you put it and you click on Cool Iris and it opens it in a wall that you could just scroll across the wall. It's amazing. It's very heavy though on the browser. And it's a big install for an extension. It's multiple meg, and it's kind of heavy. But I really like the UI when I'm doing any type of video or photo browsing inside of a site, be it YouTube or be it Flickr or Picasa or whatever. I think it's a really cool interface. So what other news do we have? Or unless you had another one, Michael, on that.
I wanted to kind of my user experience Please. In this is diminishing.
Go ahead.
What I did think was cool was the fact that you can just move, like you can basically slide over to a new web page. Like if the one that you're on wasn't what you needed, there's just like they just pop over little arrows on the side of your screen. You could just move to the next one. But I just clicked through to something which has to do with the topic, but then like I got tons of pop-ups and all this stuff. So you never know what you're going to end up landing on.
Because you can't see it coming.
Because you can't see it coming.
And because Kathy Lee Gifford is so popular?
Apparently.
There's porn labeled Kathy Lee Gifford he's surfing through right now. You get a pop-up, does it do another tab or does it do it as an arrow? No,
it's basically keeping it in the same tab.
Interesting. How are you feeling now, Robert?
I'm still fine with it.
He apparently doesn't search for Kathy Lee Gifford.
Nope.
I think that's what her difference is. Could you pick something a little more non-risque?
Oh, how about color?
No, I wouldn't do that one either. I would pick something, you know, like concrete. Pick something like
color app.
Deck maintenance. Something like,
deck maintenance?
Wall hangings. I'm trying to think of something that wouldn't have anything to do with it. So, well, you're still at a slant on that one. What other topics do we have? Is there anything else? That was the entire list. We made it through all seven in an hour. What else did you have, Robert? Anything else that hit you while we were talking?
No, I'm good.
You're good? What about you, Michael?
Did we mention, it's been a while since we recorded, we mention the release of the Google Plus iPhone app? I mean, this was several weeks ago, but I don't know if we ever talked about it.
I don't know, but go ahead. We can mention it again. I know they came out with it, so tell us.
It is super slick, actually. I'm highly impressed with it. I mean, I'm a Google Plus user, but I'm not a huge Google Plus user. But their new app is really clean looking. It's very focused on photo media, which ties into the Facebook camera app. You see photos on almost every single post that comes up in the new Google Plus app, and I don't even know how to describe it. It just looks really nice. It's very well designed.
Well, you're using it. Robert, what about you? Are you using the new one?
I'm logging in right now.
There he goes. So one of the things everyone should note is that they've really worked hard to streamline and give you the most features and functions inside that now. And I've noticed that that's been like a huge thing that they've been attempting to do is get more people involved in Google Plus. And we go back and forth, and that's something we don't talk about is, you know, is it a real network? Is it not a real network? Do you use it for other things that you don't use? I hear it on all the shows. I hear it across the different tech journals, and I find value, but I go in waves. Honestly, I'll sometimes use it for days and then I forget about it for 2 weeks and I feel silly. Like, do you lose followers and stuff? You don't, because the circles are there.
Right. What I find though on Google Plus is whenever I sit down and I actually start making conversation with people on Google Plus, the conversation continues to go. Like one post will get up to like 200, like it gets into like a whole chat. It's like a whole discussion about what's going on there, which I find really cool. Whereas Facebook, you know, some people might do this on a couple posts, but I'm feeling some very active response on certain topics on Google Plus.
All right, but what about the searching to find topics? I mean, you don't do that in Facebook necessarily, but what about?
Oh, it's great for searching. I mean, you can think of searching for topics more like you would search for something on Twitter. Like if you're looking for information on something that's being talked about, like the trending or whatever, you can find that fairly easily. And then, I mean, you can actually do full Google searches right inside of Google Plus and pull up information and share content. It's really nice. It's getting slick and it's getting better every time.
I am noticing in other apps like Instagram, people are learning the skill set of hashtags to the max. They are hashtagging everything so they show up in searches for anybody that's looking for something. And it's amazing to see the creativity as well as the absolute enthusiasm for them to actually spend the time to make some of these hashtag listings for a picture of something. They'll hashtag everything that's in the picture, you know, cat, right, window, house, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. And yeah, I know that's in Google Plus as well. People are actually using a lot of the hashtag.
Absolutely. Features. People actually tag their, all of their posts, like with specific terms, like at the end of their posts. It's really interesting to watch. And it's way less obvious on Google Plus, if that makes sense. Like, Google Plus is more, in my opinion, you can make it a blogging platform. You could
did that. Steve, the guy that did Livestream, moved his to entirely Google Plus. You bring that up. He actually moved his blog to be Google Plus.
And there's a lot of benefits to doing that. First of all it's completely social immediately. Mm-hmm. Then everything that you write within 3 seconds is indexed by Google. So when somebody goes and does a Google search later on, your content is there. It doesn't have to wait like days or weeks to be indexed by Google.
And you have an instant commenting system.
Yep.
That's there. That's one thing. You don't have to install plugins or features or any of that stuff.
You really don't have to worry about spam.
You don't get to run ads.
No.
You get people.
I like the app a lot.
Yeah, you get people that use, and we'll let Robert go on the app, you get the people that use their real names on your comments automatically pretty much as well because they're using their Google accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that. You also get people, like you said, easily one-clicking your post to other people, depending how big their circles are. So, Robert, what about the app? You've got it fired up finally.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's really slick.
Do they have an iPad dedicated one, or is it the iPhone one expanded?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't have an iPad. You do. Tell us.
I have an iPad, and I will tell you in a second.
Yeah, I haven't installed it on my iPad.
Give me just a brief moment while we're talking. So continue on, Robert, with your overview as I bring this up real quick.
It's really slick. They completely changed the interface, and the interface is really well done.
I love the way that it loads new stuff. It's only loading things that you have on your screen. Right. So it's loading as you scroll.
Right. In the little animation, the zoom in is pretty slick.
It's only for iPhone. They do not have an iPad app yet at this point. So I can install it still, but they don't actually have one for the iPad, which is a bummer. You hate to say it, but that is a big fat bummer that they wouldn't have written one just for the iPad. Can you imagine the interface on the iPad, how slick that would be?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to install it.
It would be nice. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll expand it.
Hey, I got another app we can talk about.
Go for it.
Anybody see Mitt Romney's new app?
Oh gosh, no, I haven't. Should I have not?
They released an app where you can overlay these like political sayings, like a better America, over your photos and post them to your social networks. The only problem is that one of the overlays says a better America, except America is misspelled.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
They misspelled America.
I'm nice. Not surprised for some reason. I'm not sure why, but I'm just not surprised at this point in time. That's a good place to finish. But I'm not surprised. So we've gone through the list, and I'm installing the Google Plus iPhone app onto the iPad, which then I'll have to 2X it. Who knows how it's going to look, but who cares? Until they get an official one, I can say that a couple other apps I run look really nice, you know, even expanded. I don't have any problem with them. So I'll fire that up in a little bit, take a look at it, see what it does for us. So there awesome. We go. We've made it. We're at an hour. We've done it on time. We've covered everything. I think we are at four – well – so we said yes to Facebook camera. We said 2-1 no to color. We said yes to Flipboard for Android. We said 2-1 yes for the promoted post for Facebook. We all said no to Microsoft Social. And right now it's a 1-1 tie on Yahoo Access with a person with a half slash.
Yeah.
But we're all saying, because I know I love the Google Plus on the Android, and I've heard
it's awesome. I'm going to switch it. I'm just going to go ahead and X the Yahoo Access.
Oh, 2-1 with the no for the Yahoo Access, and we're all saying yes for the new Google Plus. So there we go, everybody. It's another Social Geeks Down. If you have questions, please send them in. We would love to hear from you. Follow us on Twitter. The Social Geeks has a Twitter account, which then we kind of grab as a group, and I see that out there. You can find Robert where?
RobertMurray.me on the web. At Robert Murray,
okay.
Everywhere else.
Google Plus? Robert Murray. Right? Aren't you just Robert Murray on Google Plus if you search as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but you might find many Robert Murrays.
Yes.
Well, you should give them your like 11-digit like.
No, no, no. Do you guys not have a G.20 link?
G.20, yeah.
Yeah, there's a. So if everyone knows, if you have Google Plus and you're having a hard time, like he said, there's, you know, the slash profile with all the code numbers. You can go to G.to and get a Google Plus short code for your Google Plus profile.
I think it's G+.to.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, G+.to. You are correct, yeah. Michael is correct. The letter G+.to. Create yourself a link to your Google Plus account, and then we can find you even faster. Robert has everything on robertmurray.me, I know. And what about you, Michael?
I'm Michael Cummings everywhere.
Awesome.
Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. That's pretty much the most important.
But remember, he doesn't publish his photos. You can find me as I Do Notes absolutely everywhere on every network, gplus.to/idonotes. But on Twitter and everything else, just search for I Do Notes as well as on Facebook, and you will find us. Gentlemen, you hang on. Everyone else, we will talk to you shortly. If you have any questions or comments or your own opinions, please let us know. Upload, share it on your circles. Include us on your Google Plus circles. Include us on Twitter. Don't include Robert and I on other services that do pictures except for Michael. And we will talk
to I'm not going to live this down.
No, you won't. We'll talk to everybody in just a bit.